with the rain in my shoes. Some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? Drove on through the rain. As he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Residents of Fordyce, Arkansas will wake up to a new reality in the morning. Their community is now on the list of those ravaged by a mass shooting. Three are dead, 11 wounded after a gunman opened fire outside of a grocery store. More from CBS News correspondent Wendy Gillette.
Adriana Doherty took shelter in a freezer along with her mother and brother. Some saw the shooting from outside the store.
I'm kind of shaking up. It was something like you'd see on TV. It was definitely shots fired continuously.
Police say the gunman was also shot and taken into custody.
The Supreme Court has upheld a gun safety law intended to protect victims of domestic violence. CBS's Natalie Brand was at the court.
In an 8-1 ruling, the justices upheld a federal law that prohibits people under domestic violence restraining orders from having firearms.
This is the first time we've seen this Supreme Court in a long time actually rule in favor of regulation of guns.
Chief Justice John Roberts wrote, the law uses common sense and applies only after a judge determines that an individual poses a credible threat of physical violence.
Enjoy the slightly milder overnight temperatures because the heat wave is going to rev up in the daylight as record-breaking temperatures bake Americans from Los Angeles to New York. And in the Big Apple is where we find CBS's Lila Luciano.
This weekend, it'll get even hotter, feeling like 104 degrees. Temperatures that are unavoidable for construction workers like Adoni Miguel and his crew.
It's pretty hot today.
It really is. It really is hot. It's like a 93 degrees right now, I'm assuming.
Yeah, but what does it feel like up there?
Probably like 105.
And it is not just uncomfortable. Heat, of course, can also be dangerous. In Phoenix, Arizona, 6 confirmed deaths related to the heat so far this year.
The man who broke into former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home in San Francisco and brutally attacked her husband has been found guilty on multiple state charges, in addition to the previous federal convictions. More from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The jury convicted DePapp of all the charges, including threatening a family member of a public official and aggravated kidnapping. Loyola law professor Lori Levinson.
In the sentencing in the federal case, his lawyers have raised his mental illness and his circumstances. So we don't know how that will play directly in sentencing.
DePapp's attack on Pelosi just days before the 2022 midterm elections was captured on police body camera video. Pelosi's skull was fractured. He'll have plates and screws in his head for the rest of his life. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Edmonton Oilers beat the Florida Panthers 5-1. There will be a Game 7. This is CBS News.
O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
CBS's Steve Kathan has the story of a record tall man.
Olivier Rioux from Canada is listed at 7'9" tall, and he's committed to play this fall at the University of Florida. He's been getting a lot of attention and getting asked for photos for years.
Oh, are you okay with it?
Yes.
Okay.
How much of your life has that been happening for?
Since I was 10.
That's from a Canadian TV segment on him a few years ago when he was 7'6". He was named the world's tallest teenager in December 2020 by Guinness. He was 6'1" when he was just 8 years old. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The FDA has authorized the first menthol-flavored electronic cigarettes for adults. It's the government's strongest acknowledgement that switching to flavored vaping can reduce the harms of smoking. But parent groups and anti-tobacco advocates criticize that, saying flavors like menthol attract teenagers. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Slight chance of a thunderstorm tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low around 65. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm on your Saturday, highs near 86. Showers and storms, some with heavy rain for Saturday night, a low of 66. Clearing out Sunday with a high of 78. Right now, it's 62.
Pop, you see, I'm a poor man's son. Can't get give other things that money can buy. But I'll never, never, never make my baby cry. And it's alright, but I can't do out of sight. Because my heart is true, sister.
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I tried, and I tried, and I tried, and I tried.
Looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Someone who can and cherish me as much as I cherish you.
Get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round.
Been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. Yeah.
it's gonna be a bright, 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 bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, bright, bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me.
Street one day, being pushed and moon if it were mine to give.
Oh,
I'd give the stars and the sun for I live.
Oh,
to thrill you with delight, I'd give you diamonds bright. There'll be days that will excite, make you dream of me.
Everybody's gonna wanna dose.